A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord says this, "In a short time, a very short time, shall not Lebanon become fertile land, and fertile land turn into forest? The deaf that day will hear the words of a book, and after shadow and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see. But the lowly will rejoice in the Lord even more, and the poorest exult in the Holy One of Israel. For tyrants shall be no more, and scoffers vanish. And all be destroyed who are disposed to do evil, those who gossip to incriminate others, those who try at the gate to trip the arbitrator, and get the upright man's case dismissed for groundless reasons. Therefore the Lord speaks, the God of the house of Jacob, Abraham's Redeemer. No longer shall Jacob be ashamed, no more shall his face grow pale. For he shall see what my hands have done in his midst, he shall hold my name holy. They will hallow the Holy One of Jacob, stand in awe of the God of Israel. Erring spirits will learn wisdom, and murmurers accept instruction." The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, as Jesus went on his way, two blind men followed him, shouting, "Take pity on us, son of David." And when Jesus reached the house, the blind men came up with him, and he said to them, "Do you believe I can do this?" They said, "Sir, we do." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "Your faith deserves it, so let this be done for you." And their sight returned. Then Jesus sternly warned them, "Take care that no one learns about this." But when they had gone, they talked about him all over the countryside. The Gospel of the Lord. Isaiah's visions of the kingdom of God, as with all the prophets, are marked with abundance. Abundance of healing, abundance of good, and abundance of nurture. Jesus fulfills those insights in the abundance of healing, nourishment, and good he brings to the people of his time. Today we have as well the opposite of the kingdom of God, an opposite that will be removed, as Isaiah says, "For tyrants shall be no more, and scoffers vanish, and all be destroyed who are disposed to do evil. Those who gossip to incriminate others, those who try at the gate to trip the arbitrator and get the upright man's case dismissed for groundless reasons." Only that last line needs a change for modern times to read, "and criminals applying the Stalingrad defense to avoid answering to a court." Otherwise, a normal day on social media looks very much like the antithesis to the kingdom of overflowing, nurturing abundance. One thing we can then do this Advent season is to align ourselves more to that kingdom of abundance, paying less attention to the gossip of our day and more attention to bringing good and abundance to others. There is the hallmark of a prophetic people. So often we reduce prophetic witness to only speaking truth to power, showing hope to the downtrodden by gathering them into a nurturing community is the second lung of prophetic witness. Truth to power cannot function unless the alternative is also shown to power. The most profound alternative to power mongering is nurture. When we speak the truth to power, we must also be living the alternative to oppressive power and dominance. The incarnation shows that in abundance. For Jesus did not arrive as a divine human adult. He was born vulnerable and had to be nurtured to maturity through the abundant self-giving of Mary and the trusting self-giving of Joseph to the child, not his own. Advent prepares us to be abundant, for abundance marks the spot where the kingdom is present.